Hey, listen up. We got another episode of Wisecracks, featuring the crack man himself, Bill Krakenberger, and our co-host, John Orlando, straight from Las Vegas. Wisecracks is your ticket inside the world of sports betting, with tips, picks, special guests, and more, only on WSN.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Wisecracks. John Orlando holding it down here in Las Vegas. But of course, we've got all, from all the way across the country, Mr. Bill Krakenberger in beautiful Atlantic City overlooking a historic place.
Yeah, this is actually one of the beautiful spots in Atlantic City. I can't really name too many, but this is one of them. Behind me, the world famous Steel Pier, where the used to be the famous diving horse, which finally stopped in the 70s for animal cruelty. Which I don't blame them. That's terrible. But it was a big famous thing years ago. Also, that pier has literally housed some of the top most, you know, biggest celebrities of all time. Abbott and Costello, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, Frank Sinatra, many times, Jackie Gleason. Just I can go on and on. All the then you can even go back even further before that to the sounds of big band, the Benny Goodmans and
Benny
and,
Goodman.
Yes, the big band stuff, which of course most probably wait, you know that is though.
Good I do. I know Benny Goodman. Well, wait, Bill, did you say the diving horse? Did I just hear that right?
Yeah, that was very popular in Atlantic City. It was a female used to get on the diving horse and used to go up like I don't know how many levels and dive into the ocean with the horse and the person on their back, and it was something that was a big attraction in Atlantic City for many years. Yeah, it was. You know, it was a big thing. Actually, there was a lot of things on that boardwalk, on the boardwalk itself. But that pier, there was also other piers which were unfortunately washed away with storms over the years. But the diving horse was a big one out there. So it's still nice out there. A certain times, I know, John, that you said you had a gun held to your head.
Or, I did. Or, yeah, I did. I wasn't going to talk about that, but yeah.
No, I'll talk about it. Listen, as much as I like the casinos and stuff, I like them for the reasons I like them.
Yeah.
I kind of get upset at Atlantic City for never reinventing itself and revitalization, which the parking fees and all the money these casinos have made is supposed to go back into the community. And they just have a bad time going back into the security forces of keeping people safe. As we know, last week at resorts, when I had literally break up a mugging or at least a fight last week, and no one cared about it because we're in such times now that crime is not illegal in those places, right. Especially liberal places like here. You see these different things, like you say, on the boardwalk here, literally in the front of the casinos. Two blocks away is a very dangerous area.
Yeah.
I hate to be Debbie Downer or a negative. They have great poker in this town. There's great you have all these people from Philadelphia, New York, and Washington, Baltimore, North Jersey, New Jersey in general. You know, makes for some good poker games. Also, the crowds that come down are very aggressive. So they're guys that want to win money. They're not leaving. Nobody is leaving even. They're trying to make money here. It's a different crowd. It's a day tripper crowd compared to Vegas, which is more of a touristy type of crowd. This is a more serious crowd.
I'm glad you just brought that up, actually. The nobody's leaving here even, because I always if I play, you know, blackjack or something for a couple hours or anything really, poker, blackjack, doesn't matter, whatever. If I'm even going into the ninth race at Del Mar, I go absolutely insane. Wow. Firing off the bets. And I'm sure that doesn't bother you. Like, even is just even. It's just another day at work. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Even's good. Are you kidding me? You're playing negative expectation games. You're supposed to lose
right.
a certain percentage of bankroll. So being even is good. It's a, you know, how many times have you even said this in your own life where you were like, God, let me just get even and I'll get out of here.
Yeah.
Let me just one time and I'll leave and I'll be happy and I'll go home when you can start this over again. That's the goal sometimes. But yeah, sometimes people can't do it a lot of times here. Yeah.
It's funny you say that. It's so true. That's the difference, I think, between I'll just put myself in the degenerate class and the professional gambler class that you're in, is that we are constantly on my side. We're constantly striving, like you said, just to get back to even. And then when you do, that's not good enough, right? Like then when you do, then you go, you have that moment of, ah, I did it. And then you're like, oh, I just wasted my time. I'm even. It's so weird where you treat it like a business and it's just a, like a slow, an even means a slow day for you. That's all.
Yep. So I'm in a situation here you don't know, John. So I'm supposed to be out of this room. They gave me a nice suite here on the water. I'm supposed to be out of this room here today. So in case you hear any knocking on the door, we'll have to interrupt for a second. But I was originally supposed to take the missus to the airport this morning. She was going to fly down to Myrtle Beach to be with her sister.
Yep.
And that flight was canceled at 6 a.m. this morning. Spirit Airlines canceled. It's a great, great little airport here in Atlantic City and in the Myrtle Beach. So it's an hour flight, real close to both places and just like real convenient. Spirit canceled that. So then I rescheduled her to go from Philadelphia, which was going to be a pain me driving up there. And from Philadelphia, the flight to Myrtle Beach was also canceled. Now we just found out. So she's in the other room. She's very depressed. She wanted to see her sister and nieces hang out. And so now we're in the middle of not knowing what we're doing. Wait, I was going to go to Saratoga with some buddies. I might not be doing that. I might take her to Saratoga. I was going to go back up to Foxwoods, Boston area for a deal. I don't know. We don't have no idea. This just happened an hour and a half before the show. And Spirit Airlines is one of those cheap, no frills airlines, unfortunately, that just probably doesn't pay their employees well enough, even though they got this, you know, the airline industry got like a $60 billion bailout. But unfortunately, I guess they're not sharing it with the right people, their employees. And employees are very upset, striking, not showing up for work. And that's what this was about. This is about,
oh, wow.
The 360 flights were canceled today.
Oh.
And nationwide Spirit. So that, I don't know what we're doing. We're just, we can't get through, of course. And nobody really cares either. It's amazing. So that's my latest thing.
And they don't owe you. They don't owe you booking you on another airline. I mean, it doesn't work that way.
I don't think Spirit works that way at all. No, they're really
like, sorry.
Not. Yeah, that's like it really is. It's it reminds me of the movie Con Air. Remember Con Air when they're flying and then they go by Uncle Bill, Uncle Bob's, you know, airline service. It's Uncle Bob's.
Con Air is Nicolas Cage, right?
Oh yeah, Who, by the way, he lives in Vegas and
he's
always spotted around. Oh yeah, he lives by Red Rock, and he's always spotted around. He goes to a pizza place that I go to out there once in a while.
Really?
And last week he was in there. The owner Al was telling me Dom DeMarco's on Charleston up by Red Rock, which the famous Dom DeMarco owns a great pizza place in Brooklyn. It's always tops. It always gets top billing. And so he got the recipe of his and opened up a couple locations, and it's good. It's good. It's just that we don't get the water that we get. I'll blame the water. I'll use what everyone else uses, the water, because you just can't get pizza like you can get in New York and New Jersey and in New Haven, Connecticut, where I was going to stop on the way up there because I love New Haven pizza. Some of the best pizza in the world. Matter of fact, Frank Sinatra's son, on the set of The Sopranos, they were filming a Sopranos episode, Frank Sinatra Jr., and he would say, you know, me and Pop used to jump in the back of a limo and just drive to New Haven from New York once in a while, hour and a half, just to go get pizza in New Haven, Worcester Avenue, Worcester Street. Great place. Sally's a Pizza, Pepe's Pizza Modern. They're the three places. You have to like a thin crust oven char grilled pizza, those old fashioned ovens. It's amazing. We could talk about anything on the show, but yeah, so that's literally some of my favorite pizza is in New Haven, Connecticut, not in New York or Jersey. It's like John's of Bleecker in New York is the measuring stick for everything. It starts at John's and with that 100-year-old oven and it works its way down, and New Haven pizza is right there. So I was going to stop there, and I still may. We'll see what happens here.
You're making me hungry. I could eat pizza every day.
Yeah. Yeah. But you turned me on to that good pizza place in
IDK.
Nevada there. IDK has great Sicilian pizza. My God, really good. Shocked me. So
I love that you like that. I feel like I accomplished something. That's good.
You did. Little nondescript place.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really 10 minutes from my high rise. So it's really good. What else is going on? Let me think about this one. I have to be real delicate on this next one, John.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Okay.
Yeah. So yesterday I put up a tweet. I was walking through the casino and I videotaped some different Advantage machines, and it's a soft hustle of different things. But I also mentioned on the video, I'm not going to give away some of the bigger stuff because I don't want, I don't want to ruin people's hustles or their earns or, you know, so I talked about a couple things, and I showed a couple things I shouldn't have shown, I guess. You know, at first I was just doing it just to show people pretty, pretty cool things that are available throughout
behind the curtain kind of stuff,
United States, and some urns. And, it went viral in an hour. I seen it was going to go viral. I seen it had like 8,000 views in an hour, full views, 20,000 impressions. It wound up having in 6 hours, 76,000 impressions, 26,000 full views when I turned it, when I deleted it. The reason I deleted it, and oh, by the way, I picked up 314. I always in the morning see how many followers I have. I picked up 314 new followers in 6 hours, which is probably the most I've ever picked up in a 6 hour period. I did Greg Kelly's show on Newsmax talking about presidential election odds once. And I picked up 300 followers after his show. I picked up more with this tweet, believe it or not.
Wow.
So, So I did that and got all those followers. And one of the Advantage guys called me, a couple DM'd me and said, "Hey, guys on the Advantage forums are really upset that you put up, you're showing these urns on these machines to people." And then I kind of ignored that because, listen, I'm here to build my platform, and I'm here to help people too. That's what we do on Wisecracks. We help people. So, but a professor that I know, I'm not going to say the school, but one of the best schools in the nation, a professor gave me a call and said, he's also a very smart Advantage gambler, finances teams and stuff. And, he said, "Bill, I heard about that." I haven't talked to him in years, by the way, but I did have his number because he called me up and said, "Bill, not a good look there. You got 7 or 8 guys really upset at you. They called me up about," he said, "I don't do social media, but you put this video up of machines, and because I really appreciate it if you could undo it." I took it down for him. I took it right down.
That's nice.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
I won't get specific, and I probably don't remember enough to get specific, but I'm assuming you told me this about this stuff too when we were in Arizona. You were showing me, right? It's that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Every casino in America, John, people were asking me that. Every casino in America has these kind of machines. Yes. You just have to know what to look for.
Right.
You have to, certain machines hit at certain progressives. And just like if I'm playing a video poker progressive and I'll play, I'm going to use the example of a thing that happened in Nevada at a bar, believe it or not, which I always recommend not playing in the local bars because the payouts are so bad. However, if you have a progressive, and this one was, it was a $5 machine, which is $25 a hand. It starts at $20,000, the progressive. Well, it was up to like $48,000, this progressive. That's sick. That's almost any pay table is worth playing with a $48,000 progressive on $25 per hand. So I played. I went up. These guys called me up and said, "Hey, we need you to do, part of the team here for us. And you'll put in a percentage." If they wanted to pay you hourly to play, people that knew how to play, I wasn't going to get paid hourly. I know how to play, and I'd rather put my own money up. So we worked it out where I was part of a progressive jackpot. And believe it or not, in the end, it was only worth maybe, I say it's going to sound like it is a lot, though. My M was $3,000 profit, but put a lot of time into it. Really didn't hit for a while. And put a couple days into this. My God, man. Sometimes I've only had a couple times in my life where my fingers were really hurting after a session. And after like a 20-hour session, my fingers were really hurting. So
let me ask you.
But who could complain about $150 an hour? I mean, yeah.
When you do something like that with those guys, that's just a handshake deal?
Oh yes. Yeah. This is legitimate guys that I don't want to call them. Let me think of the right word. They're just super high intellectual geniuses. So these guys are these aren't tough guys. These are guys right. that are mathematical brains that, you know, you literally give a good strong gust of wind, you'll blow them over. So they're gonna pay me. That's for sure.
Right. No one stiffs Krakenberger. Come on.
Oh no, I've been stiff for over $1 million. No.
Oh, by one person or just collectively?
No. Oh, collectively, over $1 million. Sports books. I've been stiffed from sports books all over the, you know. I can't tell you how many sports books have stiffed me. And it's not supposed to be that way, right? Usually the bookmakers are the ones that, that get stiffed. It's the opposite now. You can't trust any bookmakers because they have these PPH shops, these paperhead shops that, you know, if you're going to play with a bookmaker now, anyone could be a bookmaker. They just write the business in Costa Rica or one of those countries, and they're not responsible for the results of you getting paid or not. You're just using their line company. So I stick to the brick and mortar casinos now. It's much easier. It's better. You get paid. They stand by things. You have gaming control boards and casino control commissions to go to. You don't have that with a bookmaker in Curacao, Panama, or one of those countries.
Interesting. Okay, let's talk. Let's talk some sports. Am I correct that preseason football starts this week?
Yes, preseason football.
How's that possible?
we're here already. This game had no movement, which I was pretty surprised. It's called the Hall of Fame game. It's a famous game every year they have. This is the Steelers and Cowboys this year. I was shocked. I'm looking at the lines right now still. I can't believe this game hasn't moved at all. Usually the first game will move. This hasn't moved at all, so there's no real good information out there on this game.
I don't think Dak is playing, right? Because he actually has got like a minor, not the foot, but he had like a shoulder or something, right?
I'm sure that these first round of preseason, you may not get any starting. You'll get a quarterback to start the first series, maybe. You really won't get him. No one's going to risk their franchise on getting their starter hurt for this. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say they're going to risk it. They could get hurt, but the odds are so low of one series. A lot of times, game two or something, they'll play a first half, and by game four, they'll play three quarters of the game or something. That's what this is all about, to information. No one who's going to play, how long they're going to play. And the only reason you can know that stuff is a lot of times you won't. But if you read your social medias, if you keep your eye on all different platforms of information, like not just Twitter, Instagram, people love to go on Instagram and brag.
Yeah.
And it's not just the players too. It could be a coach, assistant coach. It could be someone like a trainer or an injury person. It could be a team doctor or someone just to talk. It could be someone's family. Sons, cousins, you have to know who to follow and you have to know where to get those little nuggets of information. Then you'll take a coach. You have to know if you know coaching patterns too. There's so many coaches that hate, and I mean hate preseason. Like Bill Belichick, he's not going to be aggressive. He doesn't care about winning during preseason, which no coaches should really worry about winning preseason. It doesn't mean anything. So, you'll see teams go 4-0 preseason that'll start out losing their first six games, 0-6 in regular season. So you take a coach, like a new coach, like the Lions coach, Dan Campbell, he's a brand new coach. He pumped up the team. He had them all, we're not going to be a losing franchise no more. You know, this team's had such great players over the years and just couldn't connect with, getting there deep in the playoffs and they always play on Thanksgiving Day and they always try to have a good performance. Then this Dan Campbell came in like a ball of flames, man. He wants to win, and he may come out there and win his first preseason game just to show he's very serious. He'll maybe want his guys to play hard that first game, where a guy like Belichick won't. Now, there's one little nugget of information, but the bookmakers may also know that too. You have to keep your eye on the line, keep your eye on the opening line, where it goes throughout the week, and the closing line. That line, that's 15, 20 minutes before a game. Boy, that's strong, man. That line is a strong line. You'll really know what some sports books are on. I like to keep my eye on like the Circa in Vegas, Pinnacle Offshore. I want to know where these guys are, what bets they're, I'm not going to say forcing, but wanting you to play. For example, Circa may have a three on a game where the other sports books may have a two or two and a half, which means Circa doesn't want no more action on their favorite there. They're looking for underdog money only. So the sharp side may be just the market handicap and take that favorite over the long term. That could be a winning method. But you have to know the indicators in the market. You have to know what's fake, what's real, what's the real stuff. And just like a crack wins, you know what the real stuff is with me, because I'm not giving out nothing I don't bet. And if I bet something, put my money on it, you can guarantee that's real. It's not a scalp. It's not a middle opportunity. It's not a fake thing. It's real. So there you have it.
I like that. Since we last spoke, the baseball trade deadline has come and gone, and there was a lot of moves this year. The Cubs went bananas and basically dismantled the entire team with their three, I'll call it three MVPs, you know, Baez, Chris Bryant, and Rizzo, Anthony Rizzo, went to the Yankees. Would you make any of that? Does that change any future bets for you? Or
Cubs fans are tough fans. They're like Philly fans, Yankee fans. These are tough, diehard fans. I'm sorry, I didn't mention the Dodgers. But yeah, so these guys are tough fans. They're probably pissed off. They're probably like, oh, my God, you gave up on – well, they did give up on the season probably. But they're doing it for the rebuilding stages, freeing up some – big money, and maybe they're getting rid of some players they think that is not worth the ROI, and they can get some new guys, some fresh young guys in there. And the teams that took the trades too are also happy because they got some instant gratification or instant return on their investment. So,
the Mets got new life with Baez. And here's the interesting thing, Crack, I don't know if you saw this. All three guys, Baez, Bryant, and Rizzo, all hit home runs on their debut with their new team. That's pretty crazy, right?
That's amazing. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is amazing. These guys came out there and proved their worth already to the team a little bit. Got their teammates popped up.
You mentioned the D word a few seconds ago. My beloved Dodgers, they made a big move. They got Max Scherzer and they got Trey Turner, which I love.
Amazing.
But it makes me worried that means they've given up on Corey Seager, who's been injured on and off for the last really 2 years. And I love Corey Seager, but I hope that doesn't mean we're saying goodbye to Corey Seager. I think he's a free agent next year. And then just today, I don't know if you saw this, just today, my friend that I used to represent when I had my PR firm, the 2008 World Series MVP, Cole Hamels, signed with the Dodgers today.
Oh, yeah, I know. I didn't know it. Former Philly. I think he actually won 20 games with the Phillies. He was really a good pitcher when he was with the Phillies, probably at the latter end of his career. And I guess there's a reason they got him. They got some, I'll tell you, Mad Max.
Yeah.
How did they get Mad Max? How does the Detroit Tigers get rid of Mad Max to begin with?
Yeah.
To go to Washington. He wins a World Series with Washington. Now Washington gives him up. I mean, I guess I just don't my father would be like, oh my God, aren't there any career players anymore? Aren't there any career Derek Jeters or, guys that are, there's none. Money controls the world.
I was just going to say Moneyball. It goes back to Moneyball, right? One of our favorite movies. It's so true. You know, it's like they treat them like stocks. So they trade them when they're at their peak value, they ship them off and they get, whatever the most they can get for them. And
you're right. The movie Moneyball, there was someone that was, I think he was the first baseman. He was
Giambi.
Doing great.
Jason Giambi.
Maybe it was someone that came in after Giambi. He was batting like 300, doing great in the field, and they had to let him go for some reason. I thought it was a first baseman. And on Moneyball, they showed it, and he has, sorry, you've been traded to the team, and they just give the paperwork over, and it's like, wow. I mean, just to get, he's doing everything he's supposed to
David
do.
David Justice,
team,
maybe.
Go.
Was it David Justice?
I know David Justice came over to the came over to Oakland.
Yeah, great movie.
Great movie. I love that movie.
So
it's
good.
It's probably in my top up in the top 20. It's so good.
Yeah.
Usually we don't mention movies on here. I'll mention something real quick. I just seen it again. I seen it for the 10th time. Green Book. Did you see that?
Yeah, so good. The Green? Yeah. I remember I texted you like 3 weeks ago. I was like,
oh, you did?
I was
yeah.
Remember I was like, Green Book's coming on. It's so good.
ADD.
It's
ADD.
So good.
I watched it again the other night.
Anything that takes place in Vegas or New York during the mob era, I'm in.
Yep. Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Anyway, tonight on Netflix, there's supposed to be a new series that's supposed to be good. I love, even though I've never even done a drug in my life, but Cocaine Cowboys, I loved. I thought it was unbelievable what was going on in Miami back in the 70s and 80s. And it's, I didn't even know that was happening. You know, I really kind of don't know the Miami scene, so I didn't know how much of a drug capital that was.
Yeah.
There's a brand new Cocaine Cowboys on tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, it comes out tonight, a brand new one. So it's
going
to be pretty fun, too.
I'm instantly in. the Dodgers face off against the Astros at Dodger Stadium. This will be their first meeting since the cheating, for lack of a better thing to call it, right?
Yeah.
They were cheating.
Yeah.
They were definitely cheating, so right? The Astros definitely cheating.
They definitely cheated.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear there's some fans out there going to be protesting the Houston Astros like they were in Yankee Stadium, but not, it wasn't as big, I guess, as today's hit the news. So I'm happy to hear you guys have some heart out there. Go get them.
And now that our friend Josh Reddick is no longer on the Astros, I'm okay bashing them. Before I used to, I took it easy on them before because,
Josh was on our show and he got picked up by a team.
Diamondbacks, right? D-backs. He's Diamondbacks. On the D-backs. Yeah. He's having a good year. Good. He's doing well.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Let's see what else we got on the docket for today. Preseason football. So when you're betting, you still don't pick a side, right? You just do the props? Or is this the pick a side?
No, preseason football is sides.
Oh, can do sides. Okay.
I'll probably have more sides in preseason football, I'm sure, than I'll have during the regular 16 week or even 20 weeks of NFL. Oh, yeah.
Because of the information.
Yeah, this is more information stuff and stuff playing because of information. Whereas throughout the year, there's so much information and it so heavily influences all the networks covering the NFL. It's so much a big money machine that all the bookmakers have the same information that everyone has. Whereas this time of the year, they don't have the same information. So I will be betting side. Matter of fact, yesterday I gave out Denver Broncos +1.5. To all my crack wins guys, and immediately went to pick them. I changed the line for the whole world. I mean, I shouldn't say I did, but my guys did.
Yeah.
Whoever my customers are, it doesn't take much to move preseason too. I've moved games 6-7 points in the past for sure.
Wow. It's interesting. Most of my friends and including myself until I met you, we all would have said, preseason football, you don't want to touch that. Like, you know, you can't make any money. Preseason football is crazy. You know, and we're actually it's the complete opposite, right? There's maybe some of the best opportunity. It's so funny. The difference between the layman and the professional, that's why you do what you do.
I understand you would think, these games don't count in the standings.
Right.
So obviously they're not playing that good. They you don't know. And they want to avoid injuries. Who knows? It's so random, but trust me, it's anything but random. If you follow, like I said, different information sources, these different changes I don't want to give away too much because I get yelled at like yesterday. I want to know. I'll give you the key for something. I want to know. Especially for a first half or even a second half, I just want to know who's playing second half starting quarterback, second half if they're going to play the starting running backs and stuff. That'll happen more towards games 2, 3, 4 of the preseason. But it's all about information, like I said. And like I said, over the last 30 years, I've absolutely destroyed with my intel the preseason market. It just makes me really. Kind of get. I've never done a podcast talking about this before, so I don't want to ruin my earn for me and my crack wins guys. Just like I the guys that are doing these advantage machines. That's the reason why I took that tweet down right away. So I wasn't really thinking. You know what's funny though. Going back to that tweet, one of my guys said to me, "Bill, you'll have so many people coming to the casino and not even understanding how to do this anyway. You're going to make money for that casino." That you showed
that's the advantage so
machines because people don't know how to do it. They don't know the strategy for the video poker.
Right.
The casino is going to make more money in the end. So, for all these guys that got their shorts and I'm not, but like I said, I do understand. Something else, John, people ask me if the games move, should I hedge? And no, I'm not a hedger. So if I release something +1.5 and it goes the other way -3.5. That's right. And that can happen. That kind of a move could absolutely happen, a 5-point move. I've had some move 7 and 8 points. No, I'm not betting both sides of a game. You have a very good mathematical game and bet. Why are you now going to lay 11 to 10 on negative EV on the other side of a bet? And you know, I don't do it. I don't hedge.
It's the difference between gambling and being an informed advantage player, right? That's the difference.
Yes.
Is you're not gambling, so you have no reason to hedge, where I'll become a part of we. I guess I'm definitely a part of we, right? We hedge because we really don't know what we're doing.
Well, and you hedge because maybe you bet too much money on something. Maybe you know something else. Maybe there's an injury that other people don't know, or you heard some rumor about something. Okay, maybe you want to hedge. I don't do it. I want to keep that positive EV bet. And in the end, you're going to make money with the best of the line and the best of the line movement in the end. So
I have a question on, I know you hate parlays, but sometimes when I do like a 5 or 6 team, bear with me, when I do a 5 or 6 team parlay, I will have one game that I'm on the fence about, and I'll do one parlay with one team, one parlay with the other team. Is that silly? Or I feel like the payout still ends up good because it's a 5-teamer. He's laughing at me. Go ahead.
If I was in the bookmaking business, John, I'd let you do that, and I give you a refund of 10% every single week on your losses.
Would you set? No. Am I worthy of sending the jet? It's like, send the jet, pick him up, bring him in.
Yeah.
My strategy. It's like the other day when I text you about the Dodgers when they made the Scherzer trade. I said, what's the line of the Dodgers? I think you were like, they're +300 or maybe 350, and I was like, I'd take that all day long. And you wrote back, LOL.
Well, no, +350 would be good.
Oh, what was it? I think I don't know.
You know what? There's places, John, I'm going to show you about how you have to shop for lines. When I hung up with you that day, I haven't told you this yet, I went and looked at some other places a little deeper. And it just, the raping and pillaging of the public is so bad. A place out here I was, DraftKings here has +3 to 1. Let's see who had, someone had, FanDuel had +320, which is really a good line. Because places out in Vegas like Circa, which I respect, +285. Superbook had +250, I believe. But then you go to the raping and pillaging like Stations, William Hill, you know, +2 to 1. Oh, just terrible. Taking 2 to 1 instead of 3.5 to 1. You know, I gave this out to my crack wins guys at the beginning of the season, +350. The Dodgers. So just to let you know, I did get that out to my customers. So
let me say this. Have the Giants come down? Like they were 80 to 1, then they went to 40 to 1. Where are they now?
I seen them at the highest I seen was 14 to 1, and the lowest I seen them is 8 to 1. So
still,
the Giants, yes, the Giants are 14 to 1.
Isn't
still.
That crazy?
Even though they had the best record in baseball,
the best record in baseball. They're 8-8 against the Dodgers, so they've been even against the Dodgers, and they've been holding now first place for a good couple of months, and they're still 8 to 1. That's so. Would you jump on that?
Yeah. 14 to 1. I actually seen them at 14 to 1 the other day when I was checking for the Dodgers. Because I made, you know, the first rumor was that Scherzer was going to
Padres. Yeah.
Padres. And I actually made a bet at Superbook at 12 to 1. Just a good, it was a good, sure. I was good odds at the time, 12 to 1. I was like, wow, that's going to be good for my trade. And now they're 10 to 1 still, but they would have been much lower if Mad Max went to the San Diego.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't take San Fran. You know, I haven't seen a big collapse yet though. So who knows? I'm hoping they collapse. I'm rooting for your Dodgers, for me and my guys for sure. So
I love that. Are there any other tips you've got for, the preseason football bettors? You know, I know the quarterback, probably comes into play.
Quarterback rotations. If you know the depth of the quarterback rotations, it's actually a good thing to know. I you're forcing me to give give good information out here that I use for me and my guy. You know, if you could locate though a depth chart, which is really good, and just recognize who's going to be the second quarterback or even the third string quarterback, their experience playing, maybe they backed up for another team already, maybe they started for another team already. You know, it's just good especially later in that contest, you know, second half lines, which I really don't try. You really can't give out second half bets. It's too hard. Even though I bet them, it's too hard because you only have so much time to give them out, and halftime, so only a 15-minute period.
Right.
It's hard to give them out. But I do bet them if you know the depth charts of the quarterback. You know, like I said, if you have a capable veteran or a real good backup, it's really, really important to know that. And again, going back to the coaching tendencies, like I said before, knowing the history of coaches, do they really want to play with their past? You can look at this. Here's a great tip, and I don't want to go on no more. I'm giving too much stuff away. You can look. That's what you're supposed to do on Wisecracks, though, Bill. Sorry. You can look at the coaches, their records, past preseasons. Just keep an eye on that. Look at the coaches, what their records were that have been around for a long time, and see if they want to play preseason. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I like it. Words of wisdom from the crack man. If you haven't been motivated enough yet by listening to this show week in and week out to download the Crack Wins app, I don't know what it's going to take. But with football season coming up, guys, download the Crack Wins app. It's on Apple. It's on Google Play. Or just go to crackwins.com. He can't make it any easy for you. Just go to crackwins.com and start making some money. Am I right here, Bill? These people are missing speaking of the money, Bill, why can you just give him? I know you're a modest guy, Bill. I know you are. I know you're humble.
Yeah.
You don't like to brag. Can't you just show them a little eye candy right now? Just a quick. Come on. A quick.
That's not something I do.
I know you don't, but this isn't you bragging. This is me asking.
We're leaving at the end of our trip here, and I deposit money in the cage at all the time. Because that's the idea. You deposit money in the cage, and they give you deals based on your money. So before the thing, I just showed John a little bulk of money. Just that's a little. Yeah, I'll show the smaller one.
Oh man!
No, so
are you sore from lifting that? Do you use that sort of as like where most people use a dumbbell?
Yeah, no. I'm not one of those guys like the
I know
Vegas
you're not
Dave that uses what's he do? He does like there's fake dollar bills in the middle of his money. He has fake $1 bills proven on the internet. No, I have there's real. This is all real.
Wow, look at oh my god.
They're all real. And I mean, but I don't you ask me to do it, it's not something
I know. I know you don't. I know you hate that.
Listen,
you'll text me after the show and you'll tell me don't do that again, John.
I started out with $1,000 in this business. $1,000 I had. I sent $500 to two sports books offshore 28 years ago. 29 years ago, I sent $500. What did I send? I said $500, and they matched it. That was it. They matched it. They gave me a $500 match. So I had $1,000 now, and I doubled my money. Or else do you make 100% of your money? I doubled my money, and have never looked back. It's unbelievable, really. That's how it all started, with a little deposit in each sports book. I was working two jobs at least. There was a time I was working three jobs. So I wasn't raised like you, John, and being given fistful of money when you're a kid in brand new cars. I had to work. I worked very blue collar. And boom, by the way, boom.
Yeah, that was so good. Yeah. I liked it.
No, but tie your yellow ribbon.
You're on a roll today. I like it.
Yeah. So, no,
that was perfect pitch, by the way.
I had to work, and it was a chance doing. I was a gambler. I was a losing gambler my whole life. Loser. Like most 99.9% of people. It took someone shaking me and showing me what to do. And therefore now here we are 28 years later, and I don't have to get up to that alarm clock every day anymore, which I did for many years. Though football, basketball season, as I got older, though, I don't need an alarm clock. It's amazing, John. I get up like 6 a.m.
Me too.
By myself. Even if I go to bed at midnight, 1, I'm still up at 6. Especially during the cross sports, football, basketball, when it overlaps, I have to be. I have to be there for me and my team. And, let me tell you, I say, like, I don't work the hours I used to work. Who am I kidding? I'm still putting in 50 hours would be low during football,
but
basketball. Especially,
you love it.
I do.
And you're your own boss, so it's not like work, right? It's still stressful, though, right? Because you feel, an obligation to the players to put out the right information, and because they're trusting you, so there's that mutual trust. You're trying to do right by them.
For sure. And so going back to the Crack Wins, that's how this all started. So Crack Wins, guys, we do the work for you. You guys will go work your regular 9-to-5 jobs. You get, you're going to get the notifications from us. We have the great app. We have a great website. And the most knowledgeable information comes from me and my team. And you're going to get the best of the lines. You're going to get great preseason information. You're going to get great prop information. You're going to get great golf information. I mean, we really... I'm real proud of what I put together. It took me a lot of coaxing for me to start up a site, because I hate touts. I hate what the industry is. They're all BSers. They lie. Yeah. They just do things like that, showing bricks of money, which I've never done once in my life till today, because you forced me to. But yeah, I don't do none of that stuff. Yeah. My results is what shows, and I go by my results. People know we win.
Yeah.
I've had guys that have been with me for 3 years since I started, the same people with me month after month after month. They know the info they get. They know the nuggets and the wisdom, and plus they like money.
My friend Johnny Cocktails, shout out to Johnny Cocktails, is a Crack Wins subscriber, and I'll randomly get texts from him on certain weeks and be like, Johnny boy, Crack is on fire this week.
Good stuff.
So you mentioned that you started with $1,000 and you put $500 in one book, $500 in the other, and you got a sign-up bonus, which is not just a thing of the past. That's something that can happen today if you are listening. If you head over to WSN.com, they've got the inside info on all the best places for sign-up bonuses. Am I correct?
Yeah, great. I was on there last night looking at the sign-up bonuses. Today, I was looking at the article. So I have it up on my phone. I was just telling you about, I didn't even know. Again, the articles I find there are just amazing. I didn't even know that Washington, D.C. has all these sports bars. You can see here, this is an article on WSN. Talking about the different sports bars in Washington, D.C. Ben's Next Door Bar, Lou's City Bar, Tacoma Station Tavern, Dirty Water Sports Bar. They have the kiosk are set up where you actually can make the bets. I didn't even know that was happening yet. I know eventually it was going to be at some of the stadiums. You can see there is a picture of the kiosk. Now, I'm always going to tell you good and bad things. I love that WSN has this article. It's fantastic. They're always doing state-of-the-art stuff, showing the great articles they do. But after I read the article, it says they take a 5% commission on the house takes on every wager place, plus a 1% commission each time they cash the winning ticket for bettors.
Right.
So this money, when I say they, meaning the GameBet DC, and that's the agreement with the DC Lottery Commission, probably not a good gamble. It's better off, using the legal sports books that are open compared to what I'm reading here. This is the first article I read, of course, WSN, groundbreaking stuff. Yeah.
But.
Oh, they're still going to. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. John Orlando's of the world are going to be there in droves, paying a fee and everything. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. I'm in. Crack is no big deal. Yeah, I'm in. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you, do you think we'll ever see the day here in Vegas where, like, you'll be eating in some of the restaurants you and I always go to and stuff, and we'll be able to make bets?
Well, yes, after the DraftKings and FanDuel's of the world are legalized in Las Vegas. I mean, here we have the Virgin Casino that has Betfred, which is not even open yet because the Gaming Commission hasn't approved them yet. So we're a little bit different in Nevada. They don't want another situation on their hand. Like I've said on previous shows, they don't want another M Casino Cantor Gaming happening when a lot of bad stuff happened back then. So they want to scrutinize and do their due diligence, I guess. And then again, like I said in the past, it's still a good old boys club over there in Vegas.
Yeah.
A lot of the same line from the movie Casino. Mr. Rothstein, you people will never understand out here. You're all just our guests. You know, so that the gaming commissioner comes in the movie Casino on Robert De Niro, the ace character. And that's, I know I mentioned that on the show again too. That's
so good.
Still how it is for the most part.
Really?
But, so WSN though, going back to them, articles on DraftKings partnerships for Detroit and Nashville, Washington, the state of Washington, approving gaming and talking about licensing rules. The article on Barstool having the naming rights, and they've paid a lot of money, I'm sure, to the Arizona Bowl. They're the titers, they're the title sponsor now, the Barstool Bowl, out there in Arizona. Also, the of course, the bonuses is what I go by, though. Now, listen, there's going to be a new bonus. This is something that's groundbreaking on the show here. You don't know. This just happened yesterday. Caesars brand has taken over William Hill in most of the locations. It's no more William Hill. It's now Caesars brand. Well, they have a bonus, and I'm sure WSN is going to jump on board with this. They have some new bonus structures out there that are really, really good. Here in New Jersey, I've seen they're giving $5,000 free bets. So, John, you may be taking another trip out here pretty soon.
I'm in. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
You put up the $5,000 in, and they're giving you a $5,000 free bet. Up to $5,000. Whatever. If you put $1,000 in, you get $1,000 free bet.
Right, right.
Put $5,000 in, you get a $5,000 free bet. So it's a really good bonus opportunity. Probably not going to last long. So, yeah, so we'll see what we can do there.
But all right.
Anyway, the bonuses, though, on WSN are second to none. Look at the DraftKings, the other ones on there. Really good. Great bonus structure. I love that. It's one of my favorite parts of the WSN, because I find bonuses on here that I don't even know. Like, I didn't even know these things are available. You can see here. Here's New Jersey. So you have 500 DraftKings, 500 Bet365. I didn't even know. 600 MGM, 1,000 on PointsBet. Unibet 500, go on and on and on. PointsBet, WSN.com. Check it out.
Love it. Crack, another episode has come and gone time-wise, but before we sign off, there is a UFC fight, UFC 265 this Saturday. There's a big heavyweight bout. You know, Francis Ngannou was the champion. Well, he's still the champion, but he's not able to fight yet. They weren't able to coordinate schedules, whatever. So they're fighting for the interim heavyweight belt. Derek Lewis, who's kind of a fan favorite, he always says funny things. His social media is hilarious. He is plus 300. And he's fighting a guy named Cyril Gain, who I believe is undefeated in the UFC. Don't quote me. I should know better. I'm a UFC guy, and I don't have all my facts. But Derek Lewis at plus 300, I'll take it. You know, any heavyweight, you get guys that are 240 pounds. It takes one shot, you know, one right, and you go out. So I'm not going to bet the house.
Yeah.
But I'm going big. I'm going big on Derek Lewis.
A nice dog, and hopefully it's a live dog. So
yeah.
All right. Good luck there, John. +3 to 1. I'm not looking to lay 4 to 1 on any favorite. So good job.
Yeah. All right. Finally, I did something the crack man agrees with. All right. Well, crack. It was, as always, it was another fun show. I look forward to next week, and we will see all of you folks watching and listening next week on Wisecracks.